in American culture. Fewer teenagers are spending their summers working as lifeguards, checkout clerks, and as ticket takers at the movie theaters. In fact, in recent decades, the summer job has been disappearing. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us as he does each Monday from New York. Hey, Derek, welcome back.
Hello.
You've been writing about this. What do the numbers say about how many teenagers are working these days?
The numbers say it's going down. In the summer of 78, 60% of teenagers were either working or looking for work. Last summer, just 35%.
Wow.
So since the 1970s, you essentially have a 50%, well, 40 to 50% decline in the number of teenagers who are looking for work or working. That is pretty dramatic. And what's more, teenagers are also less likely to say that they want to work. So something big is going on.
Okay, something big is going on, and there are some theories about why this is happening. One, perhaps mistaken theory, is that kids are just lazier these days. You say what?
Maybe they're just lazy. That's certainly the easiest explanation for anything having to do with young people not behaving the same way their parents remember. But here's the problem with the lazy thesis. What appears to be happening is that teenagers are less likely to work in paid jobs, but more likely to take internships, which are unpaid, and therefore the Bureau of Labor Statistics says they don't count as a job, or take summer classes. The share of teenagers in summer school has grown from about 15% in 1985 to more than 50% today. So it's almost quadrupled, essentially. Much more kids in summer school, much more kids taking unpaid internships that in government statistics don't appear to be working because it's not in exchange for money. That explains most of it. The OECD keeps track of what are called NEETs, teens who are neither employed in education or training, NEET. That number hasn't budged since the 90s. So it would appear that teenagers are just as busy as they used to be. They're just busy in unpaid internships or summer school.
What is that about? Because I'm thinking that if you have more kids in school, and that's why they're not working, it kind of doesn't make sense because school is as expensive as it's ever been, if not more expensive, especially when you get to college. So why aren't these kids working?
So here's a theory that spins off of the minimum wage. Let's say the minimum wage is getting too high in some states. There might be an employer who says, all right, I'll hire a teenager for $5, but I will never do it for $10 or $15, and that's new minimum wage. Therefore, sorry, no dice, kid. I'm not going to hire you for this 17-year-old for 2.5 months. The other thing that might be happening, though, is that teenagers and their families might be making a rather sophisticated calculation that says, I can make much more money from my college degree if I study really hard and pack on more extracurricular activities and put together the perfect college application portfolio. And as a result, you might see more people going to college, preparing for college, than doing summer school. Indeed, if you graph the share of high school graduates who are enrolled in college versus the teen participation rate, what you find is that college attainment seems to be rising at exactly the moment that teen working seems to be declining. So it really does seem like there is a relatively one-for-one shift of teens not working in the economy and rather preparing for their college career.
But isn't there a loss? Because every summer, kids have been going to work as lifeguards at the pool, at the library, wherever they work. They have a lesson in life as opposed to a lesson in the classroom.
It's a totally fair point. Don't these jobs, whether it's scooping ice cream, being a lifeguard, working retail, don't they teach responsibility or soft skills or at least a humbling tolerance for the fact that lots of jobs are terrible? Yes, in fact, there are enormous number of economic studies that suggest that summer jobs can pay a long-term dividend. But the fact is that there are many more studies that show a long-term dividend from A, high school completion, and B, college attendance. And it turns out that people are more likely to finish college if they're not working part-time in many circumstances. So I would say, looking at all of these numbers together, that yes, there is a loss for some young people in the fact that they are no longer working during the summer. But if they're spending that time in summer school, in building a college application, in preparing to complete a college degree and move on to a multi-decade college-based career, that might be a very positive trade-off.
If teenagers aren't doing the typical low-skilled summer job, who is?
Older workers, number one, and low-skill immigrants, number two. For example, a job that is rather typical for teenagers historically is the office administrative job. So the teenager takes a job as a secretary at her, you know, dad's friend's office or something like that. Those jobs are now much more likely to be taken by immigrants or by elderly Americans. Hmm. And so you have a situation where teenagers are not only choosing to focus on education rather than go to a summer job, but also that those summer job positions are now more likely to be filled by non-teenagers.
Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.